7504. 7504, do you have a guy on board in a Lakers jersey?
He got off at the last stop on Deakum, MLK.
All right. Did you notice him being aggressive, menacing towards other passengers?
There were a couple times I heard a noise that sounded like a dog bark, and I looked, and I didn't even see him. There was a passenger that came up at one point and told me that he was cussing, and I didn't see anything, and I asked, well, did he do anything to you? And he said, no, but he always feels like he's targeted when he's on the bus, and he comes on, I guess, every Saturday. And so I started to watch him, and, you know, I told him, like, you know, this is public transit, and unfortunately sometimes, you know, people suck. I mean, you know, I use better words, but that I would keep an eye on it, and I wouldn't tolerate it if it got out of hand, but I didn't see anything.
Okay, I copy. Yeah, we just got a call into here, not even the ride line, regarding that passenger. So, all right, if you encounter him later today, just keep an eye on things, and by all means, let us know if things get out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, that guy is definitely, he'll be on my radar now since somebody said something. Like, I want people to feel safe on the bus, but, you know, I'm not going to just call in every time. You know, I mean, I've learned, you know. I mean, is there anything I could have done differently?
No, I think we have one individual that has a very soft-sided demeanor, if you understand what I'm saying. And the other passenger is a little more assertive, and there was definitely a conflict between the two. It may have just simply been line of sight. I mean, who knows? But there's definitely an issue between those particular two individuals. So next week, just heads up.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. At 10:42.